This is Artworks on Radio National, abc.net.au/rn. And as Ali Khadim was saying, parkour is a street movement where people like him are trying to hold the line about it being non-competitive. But another youth culture, beatbox, has definitely got into being competitive. There's an annual world championship for beatboxing, and it's very hotly contested. Beatboxing, you know, is that form of vocal percussion where you produce drum beats and rhythms and musical sounds just using your mouth, lips, tongue and voice. It started alongside hip-hop in the 1980s as part of the whole culture of hip-hop, though nowadays beatboxers do range across other musical styles, so house, techno, jazz, also drum and bass and ragga. Don't think anyone's doing waltzes or gavottes just yet, though. This year, the Beatbox Battle World Championship was held in Berlin with 140 competitors. For artwork, Cinnamon Nippard went along.
In the qualifying round, competitors get 2 minutes each to impress the judges, or they're out. If you make it through that, then you get 90 seconds in each consecutive round facing off against your opponent. 22-year-old New Zealand-born, Australian-based Hopi has made it through to the quarterfinals in the female competition.
Hopi one and the place to be representing for my beatboxing family. I like this.
How do you feel about your performance so far?
Good, okay, but my nerves are getting the best of me because I'm in a room full of beatboxers and that's a lot of pressure on me.
While Hopi's up against some tough competition, Aussies have a solid reputation in beatbox circles. 4 years ago, Joel Turner from Australia won the male title. This year, from the opening battles, it looks like Mike Spawn from France could be a contender. He's quick to turn the tables on Germany's Rohbeat. Mike Spawn won the French Beatbox Championship in 2007, and besides his impressive speed, he's also one of the most entertaining artists to watch. He's pretty cheeky, pulling funny faces and dancing around his competition. So how does he train for something like this?
The train is simply, I beatbox all the day, but I don't prepare anything. I record a lot of freestyle, and I listen my freestyle with my MP3, but when I'm on the show, I do a freestyle.
Yeah, you seem very responsive in the battle situation, just to pick up on what the other guy is doing.
Yes, I'm trying to answer, I'm trying to do the battle, it's a battle.
What do you think the judges will be looking for tonight?
I think they look for a beatboxer who got a personal style, techniques, a lot of techniques, scratch, I think, different style of beat.
And can you give me a little demo?
Yeah, of course, I hope.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I hope I win.
Mike Spawn made it through to the quarterfinals, battling Germany's Mando, but was knocked out in the semifinals by Russian heavyweight Vartane. Massive Beats Crew are the Austrian team champions for the last 3 years. The trio pulled out something a little different at the end of their routine at the Beatbox Battle World Championships.
Our special thing is we are not only beatboxing, we try to tell the whole crowd a story. It's not only about fast beatboxing and everybody's standing like a stone and nothing is moving. So we try to make something new, and that's the fight. And
storytelling. Yeah.
It's a whole story from beginning to end.
And what do you think about the other competitors?
It's funny to compare because everybody's holding back till the day of the battle. So like when we meet 3 days before. So you have 3 days where you hear the other beatboxers, but you have to hold back. But you want to jam with everybody, so you're still beatboxing. And then it's hard that you don't show your technique, which you're going to make at this battle. Every crew have the potential to win this.
Yeah.
22-year-old Steph Le Chef is Switzerland's beatbox queen. She was a strong contender for the Female World Championship title and made it through to the finals, beating Hopi from Australia in the semis. And how do you prepare? How do you train for an event like this? Do you practice every day?
You know, it's funny, with the beatbox, it's not like you play piano and you gotta sit on your piano and play there for 2 hours every day, because you got your mouth, you know, it's always there. It's not like you have to go somewhere or take something with you, and it really depends on my mood. If I'm, for example, in a very bad mood, or if I'm sick or something like that, I don't practice. But if I'm in a good mood and in a good shape, I practice naturally. Like, I just do it over the whole day.
While the battling can get pretty intense at times, Steph Le Chef says at the end of the day, there's a lot of love in the beatbox community.
I feel really good every time I'm part of such a big event, to meet people from all over the world and really be like a family, you know. We battle hard, but after the battle, we handshake and we hug, and it's all good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was the first lesson. Please make some noise. And now for the lesson two, Burley, let me show you that we got the funk.
At the Beatbox World Championships in Berlin, Cinnamon Nippard with the beatboxer Steph Le Chef from Switzerland. Now, she sort of sounded more like she was from the Bronx, didn't she? And she was among the 140 beatboxers from around the world competing at the championships.